Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're jumping right into a stack of sources today. We're looking at these really complex tech projects, specifically massive financial migrations, SAP financials. And we're trying to figure out what separates a brilliant idea on paper from, well, actual success in the real world.
Right. That's exactly the mission. We're hunting for that tipping point, the action enabling component, the thing that lets you move from just having a plan to actually executing it with agility and confidence. Because yeah, the sources are clear. Lots of technically sound projects just stall. They fail because they're missing that crucial bit.
Okay, let's unpack this then. There's a great analogy in the research I saw, the red
Oh
sunglasses.
yeah, the red sunglasses, it's perfect. Think back maybe like a school science fair project
Yeah.
where you had a poster hidden messages on it and you
Yeah.
couldn't see them at all until, that is, you put on these special red sunglasses.
Ah, right. And just putting them on, that simple action, it changed everything, didn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It shifted your whole perspective. You went from just, looking at something passively to actually interacting with it, seeing the hidden layer. It became action enabling. Take the glasses off though. And it's all just conceptual again. The message is there, but it doesn't empower you in the same way.
And that connects directly to you, the listener, right? You might have this perfectly designed financial migration plan. I mean, meticulous, technically flawless. But if your finance team, or maybe management, if they can't immediately act on that new structure with certainty, well, it's just a thought experiment, isn't it? It needs its own red sunglasses.
Which brings us nicely to the specific challenge the sources really focus on, migrating financials to SAP FlexGL. What's fascinating here is the promise. FlexGL, it offers this really powerful multidimensional structure. Think of it like a massive flexible ledger system, great for compliance, great for getting really granular reporting. It promises adaptability.
Sounds powerful, yeah. But okay, here's where it gets really interesting. The catch. The sources say the setup, the initial configuration, it's huge. It's incredibly expensive. And historically, it's just incredibly rigid, like locked down.
Exactly. Rigid, meaning changing that structure once it's live. That's painful. We're talking potentially multi-million dollar projects just to tweak it. So imagine you acquire a new company, or bam, there's a big regulatory shift. Traditionally, adapting meant another high-risk, super lengthy reconfiguration project. And that huge risk of failure, that uncertainty, it just causes decision paralysis. It can stall the whole business.
So these massive projects, they get frozen just because management's scared. Scared to commit to a setup they might not be able to easily fix or change later. The system itself promises flexibility, but the process of changing it introduces this rigidity. So, I mean, is there a way around that? Is there a mechanism that can solve this configuration rigidity? Or is that just, the cost of doing business with these big systems?
Well, that's the exciting part the sources uncover. That action-enabling mechanism, it seems to exist. They highlight a specific solution called Reflex. Some sources also call it AriFlex, just so people know. And this tool, it's designed specifically for these FlexGL migrations. It basically acts like those red sunglasses. It reveals a workable, adaptable reality that wasn't visible before. It tackles that rigidity problem head-on.
Okay, so Reflex, what does it actually do then? How does it get around this historical rigidity that's, well, plagued these big implementations for so long?
It fundamentally changes the risk profile. That's the key. It gives you the ability to build, yes, but also to test, and then crucially, to continuously rebuild the entire financial structure. We're talking full iterations here, not just like minor cosmetic tweaks.
Wait, hang on. Continuously rebuild, you mean you can sort of fail small and quickly rebuild. That sounds frankly revolutionary for systems of this scale. Can you give us an example? Like, how would that work?
Absolutely. Let's use that acquisition example again. Your company buys a new entity. With this approach, you can model integrating their entire financial structure into yours. You can run a full detailed test migration, validate the whole ledger, see how it behaves, find the kinks, all without freezing the actual live business operations. You adapt, but with confidence because you've tested it. This ability to, yeah, test, maybe fail small on the model, fix it, and quickly rebuild. It shifts the whole thing. It moves it away from being this huge risky gamble. It becomes something predictable. It provides execution assurance.
That really is a difference maker, isn't it? Decision makers can actually focus on the business implications, what the financial data means, instead of being paralyzed by the fear of the underlying system. Knowing that if they don't get the structure exactly right the first time, the system can actually adapt.
That's it. That's certainty in action.
So, wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway here? It seems the ultimate value of this kind of agile, continuous rebuilding approach is the certainty it brings. Certainty for financial decisions. Which leads me to a final, maybe provocative thought for you, our listeners. If a tool, something like Reflex, can remove that deep-seated fear of configuration changes, that paralysis, what limitations might be hiding in plain sight in your current planning or reporting processes? Things you perhaps take as fixed certainties, as unchangeable constraints? Might they just be waiting for the right approach, the right pair of sunglasses maybe? Waiting to reveal either a hidden risk or maybe a hidden opportunity?
That's definitely something worth mulling over. Food for thought.